The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
All right, this is the weekend that WMATA starts to fix itself, or at least they're going to start trying to fix themselves. And what better day than to have Chris Barnes with Fix WMATA on to talk about this rather impressive project that the Metro system is undergoing starting this weekend. Hello, Chris. Good morning to you.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Oh, we're doing really well. Glad you could join us. Listen, I have a feeling that people are not prepared for this. I have a sense that this is going to be a bigger mess than people understand, and that even though we have done our best to try to get people aware of these changes that are coming to Metro, the true impact of it is not quite understood. What's your sense of it?
Well, I think you're probably right for the first surge, and that's what they're calling them, the surges. The first one starts on June 3rd and affects the Silver and Orange line between Boston and East Falls Church. And I think that's going to be the rude awakening that the region sees. Riders may not completely understand the impact of 18-minute headways and single tracking during rush hours will have. But I'll tell you, after surge number one, I think the region will be more readily adaptable to what's about to come for the next year. At least I hope so.
So what should WMATA and Metro, what should they be communicating to riders right now that they're not, so that the riders can be prepared for this?
Well, I think, first of all, they need to open a channel of communication. There's been a lot of one-way communication. I've seen flyers being handed out. I've seen some signs going up. But as far as, like, social media communication, I don't see that channel. You know, when we had Metro Forward, which was a five-year, $5 billion rebuilding program, they created a Twitter account, they created YouTube videos, they created a Facebook account. There was all this outreach for two-way communication with riders to answer questions. I'm not seeing that this time. It's more of a one-way communication. And I'm worried that's cutting off, you know, people's ability to ask these important questions, like, how do I get around?
Let me ask you, we recently saw in Metro sort of the firing of a lot of key managers.
Now, 20 of them.
Yeah, that was big stuff. And a lot of them were senior people. And when you lose senior people sometimes, I mean, listen, I think it needed to happen, don't get me wrong. When you lose senior people, you lose institutional knowledge. Is there any concern about that?
Well, yes. But unfortunately, I don't know if that's a problem. you know, these are folks who have years and years and years, maybe decades of information and knowledge about WMATA. Well, maybe that's the problem. Maybe we need people who have come from agencies that are doing better to come in and provide a new perspective on how to get things fixed.
I mean, if the institutional knowledge is flawed, it's not very helpful, is what you're saying.
Right, exactly. And, you know, I'll say Congress has called them Deadwood. They've used some other names for some of the folks at Metro who probably should have been gone years ago, so we can bring in new talent to get things fixed. And I think that's kind of what we're seeing from Mr. Wiedefeld and Mr. Evans, is this surge to try to get things fixed with new ways.
Has there been any sort of disclosure about what exactly these managers did to warrant them losing their jobs?
No, I haven't seen names. I haven't heard justification. I did hear a report that this was less of you're fired and more of, hey, we're offering you an early retirement.
Oh, so really?
So it may have been a combination of both of those things, but I haven't seen, you know, lists of names or anything yet.
Oh, I had not heard that yet, Chris. Thank you, because early retirement is a whole lot different than you're fired.
Yeah.
Right.
Seems like, I mean, even though those are personal matters, that they ought to be able to get at that because it's a public entity, right?
Right. Well, I have no doubt that, you know, TARPs, which is like Freedom of Information Acts for WMATA, have been filed. I'm sure the media is looking into that. At least I certainly hope so. But we know, for example, the former head of the ROCC, Hercules Ballard, isn't gone. He's on extended leave. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's still, people are still getting paid. They're just not doing their job anymore. Mm.
Can I ask you about the rise in crime that we've seen lately? Specifically, we learned of this sexual assault that occurred on the Red Line a month ago, but it seemed to have been, you know, sort of swept under the rug for a while, and then there's been some other incidents recently. Whose jurisdiction does that fall under, and how does Metro respond to these safety issues?
Yeah, this is an area where you'll get me infuriated. This lies squarely on Metro and squarely on Ron Pavlik, who is the chief of the Metro Transit Police Department. They have got to step up. They've got to be more responsive. They've got to be more visible. Wedefeld asked them to start telling us, in the wake of the rape on the Red Line, start telling riders when something like that happens. You know, it was a month before we found out about it. Well, I've seen examples on Twitter since then of things happening, and they're still not telling us. So this lies squarely on Metro Transit Police to step up to the plate.
It's insane. Right. Yeah. Absolutely insane. We're glad you're watching.
We're glad you're watching for us there, Chris. We appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem, guys. Anytime.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, it's Jenny and Bill from Simple Bath and Kitchen. If you're anything like us, you want to be able to trust a company while getting a great value.
That's why at Simple Bath and Kitchen, we focus on what really matters. You, value that's not hidden, and a team you can trust.
With designs that are tailored to your needs and honest, upfront pricing, we make your dream kitchen or bath attainable.
Discover the team Columbus has trusted over the last 15 years.
Simple Bath and Kitchen, where our home is your home.
SimpleBathandKitchen.com.